Chapter 1. That sinking feeling. Gabriel closed his eyes as the fist dug into his stomach, knocking the air from his lungs in a gust of breath and pain. He opened his eyes in time to see a second fist strike his chin. A blinding white light suffused his brain. His vision blurred as he saw another fist swinging for his face. The bus swayed and the tires squealed as the brakes locked up. People screamed. He screamed. The bus hit the railing of the bridge. The boys beating him flew through the air as the bus tumbled over the railing, spinning as it fell. Gabriel spinning as it fell. It must be a dream, he thought. It was too real. The bus struck the water, the engine dragging it down into the river. The water rushing in, filling the bus as the screams echoed in the air until there was only water. Ice-cold water filling his nose, filling his mouth, filling his throat, filling... Gabriel woke from the dream, lurching up in bed, gasping, sputtering, and sucking for air as the water really were flowing down his throat and into his lungs against his will. He hated dreams like that. He had them sometimes, dreams that felt more real than reality. Dreams where he saw and did things that felt like he was really seeing and doing them. But he knew they were dreams. He always knew. Because of the feeling. The feeling it was more real than his waking life. And he always knew something else as well. Whatever happened in the dream would happen when he woke up. Not right after he opened his eyes. Not in the first hour, maybe. Possibly not for a day or two, or even a week. But eventually it would happen. So Gabriel Salvador knew he was going to drown that day. The first time it happened, he was 5, and he had dreamed he was falling out of a tree. The next day he had fallen out of the willow tree in the backyard. When he told his father about the dream, his father had smiled and said it was what was known as a self-fulfilling prophecy. He dreamed he would fall out of the tree, and then he had climbed the tree, remembered the dream, and was made so anxious by it that he had fallen. Gabriel didn't tell his father he hadn't remembered the dream until he saw the ground rushing up at him. He was lucky then. He only sprained his arm. But it happened again, and again. It couldn't be avoided. What he dreamed was going to happen. Gabriel decided not to think about it. There was nothing he could do. If he stayed home from school, he might drown the next day. Or he might drown in the bathtub. Or it might rain for 2 days straight and he might drown in a flood. It didn't matter. But it didn't make him happy either. He climbed out of bed and looked at himself in the mirror above his dresser. He was tall and skinny for 13, his hair slightly wavy like his Jewish father's, and dark black like his Guatemalan mother's. He looked like his father's child in the dim light of winter, and his mother's in the sunny days of summer. Even his eyes seemed like a blend between his parents, deep brown with flecks of green. He wished one of his parents had been a fish. That might help. He reached out to pluck his lucky pocket watch from the top of the dresser, and paused. That was odd. Where was his lucky pocket watch? He had put it on the dresser the previous night before going out to practice catching fly balls with his dad in the backyard. Had it been there before he went to bed? He couldn't remember. Could it have fallen on the floor? Gabriel searched around the dresser and the room with no success. Where could it have gone? It seemed like a bad omen losing his lucky pocket watch on the day you thought you were likely to die. His father had given him the pocket watch on his 13th birthday, just as Gabriel's grandfather had given it to him when he had turned 13. His grandfather had inherited the watch in a foxhole during a battle in World War II, when his best friend had thrown himself on a mortar to save his buddies' lives. But there was no lucky watch to be found that morning, no matter where Gabriel looked for it. He filled his pockets with the usual things: coins, crumbled bills, a pack of gum, and a pocket knife. And headed downstairs. At breakfast, his mother could sense his mood immediately. Why the glum Gus routine this morning? Didn't sleep well, Gabriel said. He had learned long ago that telling his parents about his dreams never worked out. He didn't need any more lectures about overactive imaginations, and he especially didn't need any more threats to see Dr. Wallace again. Gabriel didn't need a psychiatrist. He needed a hot breakfast. And a life jacket. Do I have to go today? Gabriel asked. He knew the answer, but he figured he should try. Are you not feeling well? his father asked. No, I'm fine. It was too late to start faking an illness. If he were going to go that route, he should have come down the stairs coughing. Besides, it didn't matter if he went or not. The dreams always came true. Then you have to go, his mother said.
Is that boy still bothering you?
His father asked. No, Gabriel answered. Not usually. Eddie Sloat was the neighborhood bully who had been pestering him for months. You should walk to school with Emily Baskin, his mother said. You used to walk with her all the time. Emily hates me. That's ridiculous, his mother said. Why would she possibly hate you? Do you honestly think I understand why girls do any of the things they do?
Not to fear, son, his father said with a grin. Once they become women, their actions are wholly and completely comprehensible in every way.
Why, I understand your mother better than I understand myself. That's odd, his mother said. When boys turn men, they become completely obtuse. Your father surprises me every day with the things he says.
I should go, Gabriel said, standing up. Wouldn't want to be late.
He kissed his mom and hugged his dad and started for the door. Walk with her.
That's how I won your mother over, ignoring her when she told me to go away.
Gabriel waved at his parents. If he couldn't figure out a way to let the dream happen without him drowning, it might be the last time he saw them.
I love you both, he said as he closed the door.